Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC is holding it down. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. We appreciate your support and join us every week at 7:30. Give us a call. Our call-in number here at the station, area code 347-843-4738, LC and Jack Radio Show. The show is being brought to you by Phase 365 for fine dining, dancing, and if you want something to drink, check them out. Phase 365. You locate them at 365 South Bayview Avenue, Freeport, New York. Their contact number is area code 516-868-2404. Phase 365. My man Cornbread is in the house. What's happening there, Cornbread?
What's up, LC?
What's good?
Well, silly. Happy New Year, my brother.
Happy New Year. What's good?
What's good, yo? You need to be down here at Phase 365 Bayview with oxtail and rice and peas, and the plantain is on the grill. I'm ready to jump into this plate. The race is looking good. They got 2-for-1 drinks. The Knicks is about to lose to the San Antonio Spurs. What else could happen?
Ah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I knew I should have been in the place, but I figured, you know what, we let you go down there and case the place, see what's happening, see how the ladies are enjoying themselves, and the guys enjoying themselves on a Tuesday evening in Freeport, New York.
Yes, it's called Soul Food Tuesday. Every Tuesday from 6 to 2 a.m., 2-for-1 drinks, hosted by AKA Chris DJ Moret, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he cooked like somebody's grandmother down here, man.
DJ Moret, wow.
Yeah.
What a name.
That's my homeboy, Chris Ray, a.k.a. DJ Moret, you know what I'm saying? He does it all just like I do. We were born on the same day, August 19th. I can't believe it.
Wow, that was a special day then.
Yeah, man. Our parents had the same party that night, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
That's my brother from another mother.
Wow, so New Year's was good there, Brad?
Yes, man, it's even getting better. This is only the fourth day in, and I'm just wide open, man. I'm just wide open. We got the reggae music playing. We got a 2-for-1 drink. If you're in the area, please stop through and get some of the food. As you can tell, the music is just pumping. The West Indian is in me tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Brett in the place at Phase 365. And you want to check him out? You can go to 365 South Bayview Avenue in Freeport, New York. Check
him
out.
Right up on Atlantic Avenue.
That's it. Tell them LC and Jack and Brett in the place sent you.
All right.
Check them out. So, Brad, it was a great New Year's for me. It was great. Had a chance to kick back and enjoy the time with family.
That's it.
Do a little bowling action.
All right, now, it was cool. What was your game like?
My game is not crazy, okay? I'm above You know, I'm not a great bowler, but you know, I go out there and do a little something.
Right.
So I'm like, I got some, you know, I knocked down some strikes.
All right, that's all you need is one strike. That's a good game. One strike is a good game. You get 9 gutter balls, one strike is good.
But it was great. It was good. We're in 2011 now. I tell you, man, some great things on tap. So, you know, I don't know about our listeners, but, you know, we are excited. We got some big things coming down the pike. Coming down the pike. So definitely check us out. Again, yeah, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show. My man Cornbread in the place, phase 365. Check him out. All right. Calling number, area code 347-843-4738. Again, the LC and Jack Radio Show. If you're looking to sponsor or be a part of the show, you know, we're looking for us to do maybe an interview or anything of that nature. Give us a shout. Drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com or hit us up in the office, area code 631-664-4452. And, you know, we can set something up for you, or maybe we could even do something as far as advertising, promoting whatever business that you have. So give us a shout. Area code 631-664-4452. We have a package to meet your needs. Well, Brad, I guess we're going to get right into it. We got a call on the line, so before they get crazy, let's see if we can take the call. We got somebody holding already. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who is? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this 18th letter.
18th letter. What's good?
What up?
Wow.
What's going on?
What's good?
Up in the studio working, you know how it is. But I'm mad that I'm not over there with Cornbread.
Yo,
in the place, man. He's grinding.
How far are you? How far are you, man? Because, yo, we have to send a limo to get you. You know what I'm saying? 18th letter, man. I like that. Ooh, man.
18th letter, man. That's a powerful
man.
Name. Where'd you get that name from, man?
Yo, it's the first initial.
Wow, you gotta talk to me later about that. I like that. I'm all about names. That name just made me grow some hair, man. Woo! Hey,
the Verizon
stuff like this. Wow.
Yo, wow, man.
The man's in the place. He's on the scene out at Phase 365. Check him out. Bayview Avenue, Freeport, New York.
Gotta kick it out there. Where you calling from? Where you calling from, 18th letter?
I'm in CI right now at studio, DPM studio.
Oh, man.
I'm at DPM studio.
That's what it is.
Man,
I'm about to make you a plate. You come to my house and get that plate tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling 18th letter, man. Yo, I love that name, man. Yo, man, you just brought the New Year's in right
with me. Well, maybe you can convince him. Brad, is there any young ladies maybe that we can have him talk to on the phone?
Yes, I'm going to get Cleo on the line real quick.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Maybe
yeah,
she
Cleo,
will convince him.
Hold on.
This is live, up close and personal, LC and Jack Radio Show. Man, 18th letter on the line.
Pick him right now. Yeah, 18th letter on the line. The LC and Jack Show, my friend Larry. Hello?
Well, hello,
hey,
young lady.
Doing?
What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name, dear?
Cleo,
welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Are you having a good time at Phase 365?
I'm having a wonderful time at Phase 365.
Beautiful. We have a young man on the phone, a gentleman, I should say, and I'm not sure if he'd like to come down to the festivities down there. Could you give him an idea what the vibe is like down in the place?
Okay.
How you doing, sister? What's going on?
Hi, nothing. Well, a whole lot is going on, but I'm doing great. I'm down
That's
here at FaZe. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but we're having a very nice night. It's grown and sexy. Free buffet.
Grown
day.
And sexy. That's what I'm talking
grown
about.
And sexy, yes. Grown and sexy. Free buffet, 2-for-1 drinks, and it's a good time.
2-for-1 drinks. That's even better.
Yeah, you can't beat that on a Tuesday night, starting off the party.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So come on down and see us.
Well, 18th letter.
I might have to do that.
Yeah, you might have to go down and how long will you be there? 18th letter would like to know how long you're going to be in the place.
We're going to be here until.
Wow.
Okay. I even had a day.
Yes, until, so you have plenty of time to make it on down.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining the show, and make sure you check us out every Tuesday night. We will definitely have to do another remote from your location here at 365.
Okay, look forward to it.
Thanks very much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, 18th letter, was that enough to convince you?
That was enough to inspire me to come down and get good food, good drinks, and good women.
That's it.
I think the woman's more convinced of, okay?
Yo, food, drinks, and laughter. How you going to be mad?
Can't do that, man. You need to come on down. There's a train down, man. The next train is at 7:45. Get on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you, Brad got the schedule down. He's got everything down.
Man.
Yo.
I'm going to get Nadia on the line next when you get a chance. I'm going to get Nadia on the line. She's the other barmaid down here.
Really?
Yeah, Nadia. Nadia's sexy. Wow.
Oh, we'll put Nadia on the line. Let's tell Elsie wants to talk to her.
All right, hold on.
Well, we're waiting for Nadia.
Do you want to talk to you?
While we're waiting for Nadia, what kind of music are you working on there at 18th Left?
Right now, I got finished with a session.
Really?
That artist, I finally finished. I've been here actually all day with that artist, but he's gone, and now I'm just working on my DJ set.
Hello?
Nadia.
Yes, speaking. Hi.
Nadia, this is Elsie from the Elsie and Jack Radio Show. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys doing?
We're great. I have a caller on the line. He is in Central Islip, New York, and he'd like to ask you about the vibe and, you know, the ladies down at the Phase 365.
Well, we got some of the finest ladies here. We got 2-for-1 drinks, got free food.
2-for-1 drinks. That sounds great.
Yeah. We have a great atmosphere. Good party.
That's what's up. Are you having a good time?
Of course.
Okay, that's what's up. How much food have you eaten? That's the question.
Well, actually, we haven't opened it up yet, so you guys have just enough time to get on there.
Wow. I think the 18 letter wants to know if you're single and available.
Well, see, you got to come on down and find that out.
Wow. I think that's enough to kind of get you to get down there the 18th.
Yes. Well, great talking to you guys, but I got to get back to work. So
you
got to
go shoving those drinks. All right. Well, thanks, Nadia. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday night. The LC and Jack Radio Show.
Sure, no doubt.
Thank you, baby. All right, that was Nadia in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Beat Street reporter Brett in the house.
18 letter, need to put it on hold. The music can wait. Come on down here and get your drink. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You need to come. I got you at the bar. Don't even worry about it. Your pocket stayed tied up. I got you all night, baby. Come on.
All right, I got you.
LC, you know how I get down.
Yeah, I know, Brett. LC knows how you get
everybody
down.
Everybody out there listening, if y'all in the area, come on down to Phase 365. The music is popping. Yo, the Knicks is on the court. And we waiting for some more people before we pop the lid off this West Indian food, man. I'm telling you, when I open it up, I'm gonna tell you every ingredient that's in there.
That's what I'm talking about. I think he's got the right ingredients down the 18th letter.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
I think I'm gonna have to do that.
Appreciate you calling in, 18th letter, man. We got
all right, 18th letter. Well, thanks for calling us.
Look on the cornbread. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Look for me on the cornbread. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm all
absolutely
over the place.
Absolutely, brothers. But yo, right, y'all got me all hungry. I can't finish my work, but I'm gonna plug away at it for right now. But thanks for having me online.
All right, man, the 18th letter. We'll talk to you.
All right, bro.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. Hell, I love that name, man. 18th Letter.
18th Letter. Wow.
We're going to make something happen with that. I feel it.
18th Letter in the house.
I'm going to make that a new dish. I might make that a new dish in my repertoire.
Well, you just tuning in again. You're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Give us a call. I'll call the number. It's area code 347-843-4738. My man Cornbread is in the street at Bay 365. Go check him out. 365 South Bayview Avenue, down in Freeport, New York.
Right next to the firehouse.
That's right, baby.
So
I know it well.
We're going to burn this mother up. Remember, on the roof. The roof is on fire. We don't have to worry because the police are firemen next door.
The bread man is doing his thing.
Yeah, man.
It must be the new year. The new year's got you on fire, Brett.
Man, it's got me on fire because I got so much stuff I'm sitting on right now. I got to leak it out like WikiLeaks, you know what I'm saying? Real slow. I ain't trying to let the feds shut me down. I got to just do it real slow, you know what I'm saying? Got to make sure the lawyers say I can do this, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's trying to get a piece when you blow up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to get a piece.
That's right.
I just did the mega, $333 million. Everybody just put in that dollar. I put in $10. I said, forget that. Put $10 in there, man. He said, you know what's a group thing? I said, I don't care. I'm not familiar with y'all. Don't worry about it. I got it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't really need it, but I'm going to share it with you if I get it. That's all right.
That's right, baby. The man is in the place. Our man, Brett, out in the street. Well, Brett, I tell you, it's what a great week. Your girl, I don't know if you heard about your girl, Vivica Fox.
Is she breaking with somebody else again, or is she breaking
Actually, she has gotten engaged.
Oh.
You didn't hear about this, huh?
I just heard she broke up with somebody. You know, so I was like, okay, people break up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she probably did just break up with somebody and just met this guy. So.
Oh, she on a rebound. Okay.
You know, Vivica.
Well,
yeah,
Shaq is
all
trying
all
to get his ring. Shaq is trying to get his ring back from what's her name? From the Flavor of Love. You know what I'm saying? Basketball girl, I got her name. She wasn't all that, you know. She done been around the NBA already.
You said everybody got a piece?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like Robin Givens. She went to the NBA, boxing everybody, you know. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just spreading the news a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's old news, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you're good.
We relate to how things go around. It's going to come around again, you know what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable. Well, she's going to be getting married. She's engaged.
Okay, well, she didn't call me.
Yeah, I know. She's engaged, but the thing is, there is an age difference.
Oh, she's a cougar?
She's engaged to a young man who's only 27 years old.
She's a cougar!
She's doing it big.
She's
doing
that
big,
thing.
Vivica, okay? My man is 20 years younger than her, just about.
Yeah,
Vivica's 46. You know. I guess she figures she can hang with the young bucks.
I know what it is, but it's not a prime time show, so we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we got to keep it clean, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be clean, but it's not prime time.
We're going to keep it clean, but Vivica is doing a thing, okay? She got a 27-year-old young man, okay?
Whoa.
And he is a club promoter, okay? So I want to see how long this lasts, okay?
Oh, man, he's in a club like that? No,
he's a club promoter, okay? So we're going to find out.
Has he read the Zane book? Come on, man.
I
you
got
to read the Zane book, Vivica. I'm going to have to send her a Zane book, you know? Because she is not reading no Zane books. You know,
I tell you, man.
She's not seeing what's going on in Hollywood right now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how long this one's going to last. I don't know.
The thing about her is everybody else's relationship has, like, died off. Old news now. She's the next one to bring the good news. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, so Angela Jolie and her man and you know, Oprah and Stedman, you know, all these stories are old news now, has simmered it down. So now she figures it's her time to step it up and get married and make the public aware that she's still around, you know. So
it's her time to shine, Brett.
It's a vicious cycle, man. It's a vicious cycle. Much love to you,
sister.
Do your thing.
Do your thing, girl, okay? I guess we can't get mad at you, right? I just love you.
Just send me some wedding pictures, that's all.
And I got to give a shout-out to Mr. Jet, okay? Looks like...
Oh, Mr. Jet?
Yeah, Mr. Jet, he hasn't called in the last couple of weeks, but like the Jets are going to have their hands full playing... Is the Indianapolis Colts this weekend, right?
Yeah, Jet Green is going down this weekend. I'm telling you.
You think it's going down in flames this week?
Man, I don't know if it's going down in flames, but it's not going to make the landing.
So the prediction by Brett is the Jets go down in flames.
The tarmac is going to be full of Jets, and they're not getting off the tarmac. Due to things beyond our control, the Jets are staying grounded.
Wow. So the prediction is Brett's predicting the Jets. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the opposite, so we'll do a quick prediction here. And I'm going to predict the Jets in a close game.
Okay.
And I'll give them that because they will go in flames the following week against New England. So I'll give them some excitement, the Jets fans, for this week. But come next week, Brady and the New England band will be torching that plane.
Yes.
Going up. So we'll see what happens. It'll be Saturday night, 8 o'clock. It's showtime. So
we'll see
what New York does. And I'm sure I will hear from Mr. Jet during the game. He always seems to give me a shout then.
Definitely.
Your boy, talking about the Jets there, Brad, your boy Brett Favre is back in the news.
Did you hear about Brett? He's a text message dummy, you know? Why don't these people get track phones? You know what I'm saying? That's what track phones are supposed to protect the innocent, you know? Keep you from getting in trouble.
I tell you, your boy Brett, he was doing his thing with his massage therapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yeah.
He's trying to do his things with the massage therapist and then, you know, texting him and doing all that stuff. And supposedly one of the husbands called him up. I heard that story. Brett told him to go take a hike. I don't have time for this small stuff.
Because he's the prima donna, you know what I'm saying? We've seen that. We all can see what's going on with his stories and his indecisions and then coming back. He lived a prima donna life. But when you live that life, you know, certainly... something's going to happen where they're going to come bring you down. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They're just waiting on it. I mean, you can't learn from other people's mistakes that you're a fool. You need to pay the price.
That's right.
Point blank. I wouldn't even give them the time of the day on your show. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? But we're doing it because that's what you do.
We got to spread the love and the hate.
Think he's going to get away with that without paying some money? Because they already paid $50,000 for not cooperating.
Oh, that's peanuts. That's peanuts for Brett.
Here comes Tata. Uh-oh, watch out.
Tata.
Hey! Yeah, Tata in the house, yo!
Tata.
We're on the LC and Jack show, yeah,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Slow down.
Tata.
Yeah, the card game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, more people coming in. I'm at the door. Bringing the fam in, looking for 18th letter. He ain't here yet.
I don't know, 18th letter. He sounded interested. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. People are coming to the door, and they're jumping. The party's jumping, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a second here, Brad. I want to give some birthdays.
Okay.
And some shout outs. So I'm going to kick it off and then we'll let you come through.
All right.
We want to give a happy birthday to Cuban Gooding Jr. big dog actor. He is 43 this week. We want to give a happy birthday to super producer, singer. He does it all. R. Kelly.
All
He's 43
right.
this week.
Milk and cookies, R. Kelly.
That's right.
Milk and cookies, yeah.
Art is doing his thing. You know, whether you love him, whether you hate him, you got to respect the man and his music. And
yeah.
he's doing it big. His new album's off the chain. It's nothing but love songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had a chance to peep it, Brad, but it's hot.
That's what I heard.
It's hot. I had a chance to
I'm still stuck on that other song, In the Kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling that song.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing it big. So, again,
okay.
big up to R. Kelly. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dara.
Yeah, and to one of our Facebook listeners, Pat Freeman, I want to say happy birthday from the LC and Jack Radio Show. And we're going to give shout-outs to my man, Audley Stevenson, from the NBA Breakdown. He has a show on Blog Talk Radio just like we do, and he's doing a big time talking about NBA basketball. So big up to him and the NBA Breakdown show. Also, big up to Charlie House out there in the UK, baby. Robert Jones, Matt Perry, what's up, brother man? And to Marion Johnson, also big up to her down in the ATL. Big up from the LC and Jack Radio Show. You got any birthdays or shout outs there, Brett?
Man, okay, I'm gonna give you a little short list. You know how I do. You know what I'm saying? I got my homegirl Christina Ramos. She also has a radio blog show, the PMS Radio Show. She's probably listening right now because she wants
okay.
to listen to her show tonight.
Okay.
I got my man over here in Tokyo, Japan, Mr. Steve Morgan. That's my homeboy from way back when we was in Greatest News when our nose was still running. All right?
Wow.
Got a Facebook friend, Aisha Thomas from Tampa, Florida.
Nice.
Stephanie Johnson from Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Ashley Moore from Detroit. I got my little girl, Valerie Chocolate Sexy from Uniondale.
Uh-oh.
I got Rachel Haskins from Memphis, Tennessee. Linda Diaz from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And last but not least, up there in Springfield, Massachusetts, I got Brenda Liz Vega. You know, that's Spanish. I want to send a big shout out to all my homeboys and homegirls from the LC and Jack Radio Show.
And we got to give out Brad a big up to Jack, who will be, I think we'll dig him up here in a week or two, so he should be joining us soon here.
All
but
right.
until then, big up to Jack,
right,
and
Jack.
We'll look forward to seeing him as well. And also big up to Kim out there, who I think she was supposed to join us today. We'll see if she is able to call in Kim as well from the LC and Jack radio show. But,
right.
Yeah, so we do have a guest who will be joining us shortly there, Brad. So we have a guest that will be calling in shortly. But
all
until
right.
then, I do have some more gossip information.
Okay.
Your boy, Gucci Mane, is in trouble again.
Who, Chris Brown?
Nope, your man Gucci Mane.
Oh,
the rapper.
Gucci, man. Oh. Yeah, I heard the feds raided his house. Yeah, I heard the feds raided his house and what's his name? The other guy, Waka Flocka.
Yeah, Waka Flocka. He's going to jail, too. I think they're going to hang out. They're going to hang out together in jail.
That's what you get when you only have a fifth grade education, you know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable. I tell you, man, these guys can't stay out of prison. What are they? They must be paying, they must get an advance for going in the business.
Yeah, it must be in their contract to get in trouble, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you, man, these guys can't stay out of trouble.
You know, they want to live a legacy like that, let them go ahead, you know, because it's not a good role model example, and it's just a shame that, you know, that they go through this stuff and know the consequences, you know. So,
it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable that these guys stay in trouble. And the big thing, hey, Brett, is that they committed him to a mental facility. So he's going to be in Pilgrim down the ATL.
Wow. Velvet Home. Oh my God.
They declared him crazy. Okay.
Wow. Well, he won't have to, so he won't have to be in there with the real public because they probably after him anyway. So they got his lawyer probably set that up because you don't want to go in what do you call it, central booking and all that good stuff like that. You know.
Unbelievable.
We got guys out there looking for him because I heard he, you know, he's been a bad boy on the street.
They declared him crazy. So maybe they're going to cut him a deal. Maybe that's why.
That's a lawyer move. He ain't crazy.
You think so?
Damn fool.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want anybody to declare me crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, mentally crazy.
Well, you got to do that, you know, because you get benefits when you get out and stuff like that. Believe me, I've seen the people that's using that to take advantage of what's there for them. I just had a conversation with somebody about that, and, you know, it's set up, you know.
It's all a game. It's a ploy, right?
That's just the way it's set up. So
unbelievable.
You know,
unbelievable. And then your boy Plaxico was in the news too there, Brett.
Who's that? Plaxico?
Your boy Plaxico Burress.
Is he getting out soon? Is he trying to get back with his... They ain't in the playoffs anymore.
Nah, it's a wrap for him, okay? But he's trying to... it's speculation that the Giants may give him a second chance.
Well, we'll give him a second chance. Michael Vick got a second chance, and Lawrence Taylor got four chances, you know.
Oh, he said, Brett said four chances. He said second chance.
He don't skip the four, you know.
Four chances, okay. Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, yep, like you said, I guess everyone deserves a second chance. He actually will be released in June,
okay.
June 6th. He's going to be out in the street. So I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to take him some time to... You know, kind of get himself acclimated back to civilian life and football.
He needs to talk to Michael Vick about that, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying. He
right
definitely
way.
Does.
He needs to talk to somebody that's a role model and a leader, and they let you back out to society. This is the way you're supposed to act, you know? And if that happens, then, you know, good things should happen to him and for him, you know?
Right,
so
right.
I'm looking for that. I want to see that news, like, you know, Olive Branch from Michael Vick from Donovan McNabb, you know what I'm saying? And look what happened to Donovan McNabb. You know, they crucified him. He didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So we actually have a call on the line there, Brett. So
All right.
If you're just tuning in before we take the call, we have our street beat reporter, Brett, out in the place.
That's
he's at
it.
Phase 365 in Freeport, New York. So if you're kind of trying to figure out what to get into tonight, they have Tufa's down there. You know, Tufa's going on down there at Phase 365. So go
Happy
check
New
them out.
Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, go check them out. If you're tuning in, you can reach us directly. Area code 347-843-4738. LC and Jack Radio Show. All right, there, Brad. Let's jump on the phone here and see what we got on the line.
All right.
This is the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Mr. Park, how are you?
Hey, what's going on here? This must be Tony Tone.
Anthony from High Life. How are you?
What's going on, man? What's good?
What's good? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Say what's up to my man Cornbread. He's out in phase 365 out in Freeport.
Cornbread, how are you this evening?
I'm doing real good, man. I'm doing
real good. Holidays treated you well.
Excellent, man. And it's still going good. You know, we're not even doing it over the week.
He's got those twofers going on over there, so he's in great shape. He's out in the place out there in Freeport.
We got the sexy women down here. We got the food. We got the two for one drink. We got the DJ Winston right here. You know, we got Winston in the house. Yo, what is this? Yes, man.
Oh,
yes,
man.
I'm the DJ right there. Winston, that's the baddest DJ.
There,
that's the baddest DJ right there.
He's in the place.
He's something
that's
else,
it.
Man. Look, I'm calling. I wanted to wish you guys a very, very successful New Year. And as you know, last time I was on the show, we had some fabulous artists of mine that were on. Of course, you spoke to to Lee Charm, and you also spoke to Eric Sosa.
That's right.
Last time.
And tonight we have a very, very, very special guest, and Larry knows we talked about this. Young Canadian rapper, female rapper by the name of Shorty Ree is going to bless us by calling in and giving her a little insight on what's going to be happening with us the next couple of months. Some tremendous, tremendous news coming up. She is going to be coming towards the California way probably in the next couple of weeks. Going to record there, and then she's going to do a small tour. She's going to tell you a little bit. She's going to fill you in on
yeah, don't
some
tell us all the good stuff. We want to get the
her feedback
info from the horse's mouth, so
to
speak.
Of course.
Yeah, don't give us all the goodies. We do have a call online, and it may be her, so let me see if it is her. This is the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
This is live radio.
Live radio ain't lying. It's live radio, so if they don't
live
pick up.
Live radio. And they say, girl, I will house you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we have anybody there.
Okay.
So we will wait for her to give us a jingle.
Good.
We'll wait on the line. But, why don't you give us an idea of what's happening with you. What do you got? What's growing? How was your New Year's?
New Year's was great. It was busy, busy trying to obviously set things up for 2011. Last we spoke, like I said, we're moving towards setting up a few tours for the artists coming up, like I said, in the next couple of months. And a lot of studio work here. As you know, we got Shorty, of course, coming down the pipeline, as she will speak to you about in the next couple of months. We've got Lee Charm as well, who's going to continue to work on his album. Some of the projects that aren't finalized yet, but we'll be talking, and I'll announce some future things that will be happening in the next, 3 to 4 months, like I said. So very busy. Hopefully 2011 is going to be a tremendous year, like I know it is.
I feel 2011 is unbelievable.
I know. It's gonna be impactful. Let's just say it that way. The stable of artists that I have are gonna be game changers. So I'm delighted. I also just signed a young lady by the name of Sarah Mitchell, who's gonna be hopefully the end of this year gonna be putting something out. She's very talented, very unique. You know her, so we'll see what happens.
Yes,
all right,
I do know her. She's got a lot of talent. Why don't you give your contact information for those those artists out there that need some management. They really need musical consultant, a person that does it all. Give your contact information out there.
Absolutely. You could contact me, email at Hype Life, that's HYPELYFE, artistmanagement@gmail.com. That's hypelifeartistmanagement@gmail.com. You could also reach me on my business phone at 631-299-1683. That's 299-1683.
That's what I'm talking about. You never know, you got people listening to the show from all aspects, and if you got the talent, you may be able to get put on.
Absolutely.
But you
got to
come correct, though. You can't come
absolutely.
In a whack. No whack material.
Okay,
you gotta come correct. You gotta be tight.
We only put on the best. You gotta come up with something unique, as you know. Besides the management I have, obviously the production side of things, gonna get your music. As you know, we have a couple of producers under that stable, and they're obviously sitting down and putting the music together and engineering and production wise. So we got a good team. Of course, there's other individuals involved in the process, as you know, Larry. And, whenever I need something, those individuals are going to be there to help me out throughout the process. So,
that's right.
2011 is big, right, Paul?
That's right.
That's it, man.
Well, we got a call on the line there, gentlemen. Let's see who's on the line. You reached LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Yo, what's good? This is Sade Ree, all the way from Canada.
Canada in the house.
What's good? I feel a cold wind coming down from the south. I feel a breezy.
We have on the line Shorty Ree. We have my man Cornbread, who's in the club, Phase 365, out in Freeport, New York. And we got my man Tony Dislow, who you know very well, in the place, out on the line as well. So we appreciate
Ms.
you
Graham.
Joining us.
Ms. Graham, how are you?
Yeah.
And here, Ms. Graham, how are you? What's good?
I'm good. It's pretty loud
good.
Over there.
It's kind of, yeah, it's been a while.
You need to be here and blow it up for us.
I know. We setting it up. I can't wait to come to NY for real. I got nothing but love for everybody in the U.S. And, man,
that's
I can't
it.
Wait to get this popping for real.
Yo, for
Absolutely.
Real, come on down, because we got a showcase at the end of the month. Come on Facebook and I'll let y'all know. We got a showcase at the Queen Theater, you know what I'm saying, on 139 Christopher Avenue. We're going to blow it up. Does Canada want to come? We got the passports, visas, everything ready for you. Come on through. That's it.
My partner, Brian Brett, is...
I'll stand the visa.
Oh,
you know, that making official.
My man Brad is unbelievable. Shorty Ree is very charged up. He's 2011 has got him amped.
Absolutely.
He
is
amped. Oh my God! Yo, save me a plate in it. Save me a plate.
Larry and I tell you, I'm gonna let Shorty do her thing on the air. I just wanted to let everybody know. Come 2011, this young lady is going to rip up the charts. One, two, she's just going to totally revolutionize the whole game on the female side of things and hip-hop, everything overall.
Wait.
I'll let you know that. Coming from Canada, where she hails from, she's been through a lot. She merits, and she's going to get everything she deserves. She is amazing. I'll tell you that one. I'll leave it to you guys.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and sign out. Shorty, I'll be touching base with you in the next couple of minutes.
Well,
yes,
I tell you,
else.
Man, you just took my whole intro. So I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a nice intro for, but he stole the show.
You know how I do. Us management guys, you know, we got things all straightened out here. We got everything under control. But I'll let
good.
You do your thing. All right, Shorty. You're gonna do your year, young lady. All right.
I know. We got this.
So I'll let you do your thing. You have the floor. Larry, I'll talk to you soon. Cornbread, be good.
Yo, hit me on my Facebook, for real.
I will, man. Again, you know, Hype Wife forever, all right?
Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon, Tom.
All right. Shorty, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Shorty Ree, it's a pleasure to have you on the LC Jack Radio Show.
Oh, we're on the radio show.
Much love for having me, though, still. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming on, and... let me know if you have a problem hearing us. We do have a feed out at the club, so maybe a little noise in the background. But we just wanted to – I wonder – glad you were able to make it. And tell me, had a chance to listen to some of your material. Unbelievable. Some great
Thank
material.
You.
And I have to ask you this. I see that you're, besides a hip-hop artist, singer – a writer, producer, and a dancer?
Yes, I also model too as well.
Wow.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. You should have seen my lips. I was just puckering up. I was waiting. But that's awesome.
What don't you do?
I also play piano too. I compose.
I just do
everything. I can't stop. I wake up in the morning and I just start rapping, and then I go from rapping, I start composing, and then I go to the keyboard, and just everything artistic. I can't stop it.
Yeah, that's wow.
I just want to get my feet in everything.
Yep.
For real.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What would you? I mean, I know this is a tough question, but out of all those things you like to do, what do you feel? I guess you'd love to do out of that. Is it the rapping part? Is it the singing? Is there anything in there that you'd like the most?
I think it all depends on the mood, but I think the rapping, though, is really when I can get out my emotions. And no matter what's happening, then I can just speak it to the mic instead of, you know, I'm not going to call someone and tell them what's up, but I could just go on the mic and then spit it and then put that out, and then maybe other people can feel it, and that's where I get my satisfaction from.
Wow.
So
that's unbelievable. I tell you, talent in the house. That's what we're talking about. If you're going to come, you got to come correct. And that's what I'm talking about. I had a chance to see your workout video there, Shorty Reed, and I was impressed.
Oh my God.
Is that some workout?
You holding back on me? Elsie, you're holding back on me?
Yeah, I had to hold it, okay? I had a chance to see the workout online.
I'm like in the dark over here. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'll send you the link later, but.
Please do. Oh,
well, I got you.
What kind of workout is that?
Trained.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I practice dance too, because when I do my set, I not only rap, but I also sing, I'll play piano, I'll dance as well. And so I'm actually half Caribbean, so that's why, you know,
really?
I love to dance. And I'm going to be doing some collabs this year with some reggae artists,
really?
Some from CO, some from Jamaica. Yeah, so I'm just going to bring that whole Caribbean vibe out. I haven't really put out anything on that level yet, so we're going to see mixed with the hip-hop, mixed with some Caribbean, and it's going to be hot, though, no doubt.
That's what I'm talking about, you know, because the Caribbean flavor is it.
It's it. That's
right.
It.
Okay. I mean, you come up with a hot Caribbean jam, it's lights out, baby. You have the Caribbean locked down.
That's it.
For real, though.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I grew up with nothing but mostly Jamaicans and people. But my family's from Trinidad, so that's kind of where the influence comes from. So.
Wow. Where is there a person that inspired you? Is there a particular person, a mentor, or?
I would say, if anybody as an artist, though, even though I never met him, was Tupac.
Okay.
And Tupac really inspired me, especially when it came to the poetry and the way he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that if I'm not rapping, then I'm writing poetry and I'm writing other things. And we come from a similar background as to, you know, the things we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a really inspiring story to have someone come from doing the same things I did and then making it such a huge success, because I'm not here to just be here to put out tracks. I'm here to have a name live on forever, and that's my goal.
There you go.
And I want to inspire people at the same time, because if you believe in yourself, there's nothing that can stop you. And if I listen to everybody else saying, you know, you're female rapper, how are you going to make it all? But you're in Canada. And if I listened to all that, I wouldn't be here like right now.
That's right.
That's it. Do you,
especially
baby. Do
as a
you.
Female rapper, you know?
That's
you.
It.
So,
that's what I'm talking about. Now tell me.
Energy. I feel it.
Now tell me. I know there's another rapper from Canada called Drake. Is Drake part of the family up there or what?
No. Even though the weird coincidence is we do have the same last name, but we are not related.
Wow.
That's why
I asked
the question, okay?
Doing? What was your mom and daddy doing? What's going on?
I don't know, but he has the white side and he has the black side, so I don't know. Maybe we are related. I'm not sure. But as far as
she's
I know, we're not related.
Yes.
So
that.
You won't see me hitting up on Drake just in case, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
That'll let you in.
Shorty, I like her personality. She has a good personality. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you need to be a successful artist. You got to have the whole package.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about. You
have
mentioned.
I can't wait to see what I'm
missing. Jeez. My understanding is, Shorty, you're going to be working on a mixtape. Can you tell us a little bit about the mixtape you got coming out?
Yeah, well, this month I go down to L.A. with my team. I'm going to be recording there. This mixtape is hosted by G-Unit Shadyville DJ.
Okay.
And it's going to be hot. Like, I'm not only mixing the rap, but I'm also singing on it. I have some remixes from Lil Wayne to Rihanna to Jay-Z. And it's going to be a different level. It's going to be a different swag. And then also, after that, we got the tour with Seven Figure Entertainment and DJ Epps across Canada. And after that, we're setting up tours in the U.K., and a whole bunch of shows in between. We got shows in L.A. this
New
month.
New York, baby, New York.
And yes,
come
February.
On down.
February
come on down.
Is the time
that's
to come
it.
To New York, because, man,
there
I got
you go. That's what
love.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, yo.
All
that's
right.
It, baby. That's right. You got to come to the NYC.
I'm ready for that passport. Mm-hmm.
Once you make it here, you make it anywhere.
Make it anywhere.
World,
that's
baby.
Right.
So true. So true.
That's where
so
it is.
True. And I look up to so many artists in NYC. Trust me. Like, so many big influences that are there. I can't wait to come back.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We look to have you. Join us when you reach New York. We're based out of New York, but we are worldwide. So we look forward to hearing some new material from you as well.
All right.
And Brett,
I got two new singles that are about to come out.
Oh, really?
I got, which is what I'm recording in L.A. as well. And I'm working with some producers this year from Shottown and also ATL. So it's real
right,
hot.
Sounds good.
One single is called Threesome. I got the other, and it's exactly how it sounds. And I got
the
other one.
Is it prime time yet? Oh, my goodness. Is it prime time yet? That's what I want to know. What time is it in Canada? What? Wow.
Not that late. And also I got Sexton and also Celebrity Life. And those were going to be the hot singles for this year coming up. So I can't
wow.
wait.
All right. Well, looking forward to some great things for you. I noticed doing some research, you're in charge of your own record label. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, actually, I just never wanted to sign. Like, I've had offers, and every offer I've turned down because, I don't know, we just figure, like, I want to be the independent woman who could do it herself
at the same time.
And I don't
That's
really want to sacrifice who I am
you.
And have someone tell me, you know, I want you to put out this track or I want you to look this way or that way. I want to kind of revolutionize and show women that they can do it themselves. So that's the biggest thing for me.
Well, I'm telling you, with that mental of that and that drive to be an independent woman, to do be like a mentor, that's big. And you know, and I would like to wish you much success. Brett, do you have a question before we let Shorty Ree go? Do you have a question for her at all? Brett, well, he's in the club there. I'm Shorty Ree, so I'm sorry. So I don't know if he stepped away. But before
okay,
you go.
And I just actually want to just give a shout-out to my management team.
Okay, go
Tony
ahead.
Tony that was just here is my PR, but also have management in Miami, which is Seven Figure Entertainment. And I just want to let people know they can get at them. It's sevenfiga@gmail.com, 7FIGA. ENT@gmail.com.
And if they would like to listen to your music there, Shorty, how can they do that?
Well, actually, you can tune into MLCRadio.com from Monday to Friday, and my single is always played on there next to the biggest rappers in the game. So you can check that out, and it's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining the LC and Jack radio show. I'm a big fan, and I'm going to be rooting for you. And I'm looking forward to some big things happening, which I know they will do for you in 2011. It's going to be a big year for you. Please give us a shout. Let us know when you're in the area or if you're not. You just want to give us a call, give us a shout, and let us know what's happening with Shorty.
For real. I want to say a big shout-out to LC and Jack. And nothing but love for y'all, and I can't wait to come to NY, and much love for that.
Well, thanks again, Shorty Ree, and we'll be talking with you real soon. Tell all the peeps in Canada, we said what's up from the LC and Jack radio show.
For real, Canada's got you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time, Shorty Ree.
All right. Easy.
Well, you just heard it, Shorty Ree. Big time performer, artist. I mean, she does it all. And, hey, it's a very talented individual, I'm telling you. Well, you go online, Shorty Ree, and give a Google. You will come up with some very, very impressive material on her. It doesn't take, it takes a lot to impress me, and she's really doing some big things. So, again, big up to Shorty Ree and a successful 2011. I think we lost our feed from the Phase 365. Our Jock reporter, I think, is out of the box, but let me see if he is here. Cornbread, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, he's back.
Oh,
okay.
Man, I was hanging, but I couldn't see that. I was like, I was in hell hostage for the line. I want to say by the Shorty Ree, but that's all good. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
I was
hanging with
the
line.
I know. The place got bomb rushed with people. The people were coming through. I had to give me a plate of food. You know what I'm saying? I got me some oxtail. There's some rice and peas. I got some plantains. Ooh, man.
Oh,
y'all need to come on down.
I tell you, man, you are so amped tonight.
I'm amped. Tata's in the house. We got Cleo in the house. Nadia in the house. We got Chris Moet in the house. We got Ray the owner in the house. You know what I'm saying? Some people, I don't even know their names, but they in the house. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know people's names, but sometimes I don't know their names. I just see their face like, yo, I know you.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I wanted you to ask Shorty Ree a question. I gave you a shot, but unfortunately, Shorty Ree had to go. We had to let her go. She had some other commitments and obligations, but we appreciate her joining the show. I'm telling you right now, Brad, you must Google her tonight. I will send you the link. You will be very impressed.
Yeah,
very impressed. Okay.
You want to say hello to Tata? Because Tata was talking on the phone, man.
Sure, bring her on. Tell her LC is on the line.
This is my friend Tata. She's all going to be on the LC and Jack show. Say hello to LC.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening, Tata? How are you?
I'm S.A.
Well, thank you for joining LC and Jack Radio Show. You're talking to LC. We're holding it down. And my man, Brad, who's in the place.
Yeah, Cornbread is right here.
He is in the place, holding it down. He's blowing y'all up. We definitely, you know, blowing you guys up tonight on the show.
Oh,
so
wow.
Tell us the vibe. Tell us the vibe in the place. Any ladies, single ladies down there? We got some gentlemen that want to come on down.
It's a couple of us still single.
Uh-oh, okay, well.
I'm single for the year, not for the night. I'm single for the year.
Well, I've heard that before, okay? Single for the year. Is that the new motto now?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Some women will be single for the year. I'm very impressed with that new motto.
Yeah.
I tell you, I love it.
Yeah, it's good. And my friend cooks every Tuesday night, so we eating down here too, so.
Y'all chowing down. Okay, well, you know, next Tuesday I'm going to have to, you know, be in the place. I'm going to have to come down there and check out and maybe even do the show out of the place, out of Phase 365.
Yeah, ain't going to be no oxtails next week, but you could certainly come down.
Oxtails, oh, man, y'all want me to camp out down there.
Oxtails, rice and peas, it's going down over here.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's good. You're cooking. That cooking, I heard, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He said amazing.
It is amazing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I traveled from Jersey to come here for this.
Really?
Yeah.
She's from Jersey. What part of Jersey are you from?
No, I'm not from Jersey. I said if I lived in Jersey, I'd travel all the way here.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. So our peeps in Jersey, our listeners out in Jersey, come on out. Check them out down in Freeport, the big Freeport down on the water. Now, it's a little cool outside, okay?
That's all right. We're inside.
All right. You are inside, though. It's nice and cozy inside. Music's pumping. And it's a beautiful vibe down there. Check them out. Twofers going on, my understanding, down there.
Two for ones, so, absolutely.
And go check them out. Support the club.
I don't want it to get diluted, so I have to go back and get my Jose. Jose is missing me, so I got to go back in.
All right. Well, do your thing. And thanks for tuning in and actually checking in on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Oh, no problem. Hold on here, go call Brett.
Thank you, baby. All right, yeah.
Brett is back in the place.
Yeah,
He's back on.
Yeah, we're doing it, baby. I'm telling you, they in the building.
We're in the building, baby.
Tata
in the
house, man. Tata's in the house, and you know what Tata's there for.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You have any final shout outs there, over there, Brad, before we wrap the
show?
Man,
I want to shout out to letter number 18, whatever. 18 letter, man. He need to come on down here because Tata, when she gets juice, you don't know what happens. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
But anybody that's out there listening, out there in Japan, out there in Colorado, Canada, yo, y'all can make it here tonight.
We're worldwide. I tell you, we're all over the place. We have Jamaica on lock. We got listeners all over the world.
If you're listening to it on the radio, if you're driving by, just come down Atlantic, down here on Bayview, and it's right here, man, 365 Faze, you know, right here on Bayview, man. We doing it. I'm about to get my grub on. You know, get my juice on, you know, because I don't drink. I'm a non-alcoholic, brother, you know what I'm saying? But you can't
that's
tell
right.
that,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's good. That's what's good. Not everybody will indulge, but that's all good. But you're listening again, you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. My man Cornbread is in the place. Phase 365 at 365 South Bayview Avenue down in good old Freeport, New York. So if you're kind of hanging around, not doing anything, and want to go to a nice place and have some good drinking and dining, I should say whining and dining, go check them out and tell them LC and Jack sent you. But, you know, I'd like to just give a last shout-out to my man Tony Tone, 18th letter, and also give a shout-out to the 18th letter, baby. Love it.
Wow.
Love it. Give him a shout, and also give a shout-out to you, wishing you a happy 2011 and a very prosperous 2011. And, again, we appreciate you supporting the show and continue to support and spread the love. Let everybody know about the LC and Jack radio show. Until next week, 7:30, enjoy your your week. I should say holiday. I'm still in holiday mode. Enjoy your week, and we look forward to bringing some more interesting radio to you next week. Until then, ciao.
The party's fun.
Peace.